Hello.
Hi, Hello? Amanda.
Hi,
this is Megan from Local.
Hi, Ben.
Alrighty, I'm thinking, right. Are you available for you?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I do apologize. I think there's a feedback on the line. Are you on speaker?
No. I think it's my phone case that.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's better. Yeah, it's better. All right. Thank you so much. And yes, Renee. We just wanted to go over with your request in here regarding account cancellation. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
I
wanted to, because it says it's something like on pause right now or something like that.
Your account is actually active for right now, but that's why I wanted to reach out to you so I can better assist you with your request.
Yeah, if I were to cancel the service, can I still keep the website and then that call tracking number, or is that something that if I can by canceling that would cancel all that?
Well, you actually do have some options in here. So if you'd be interested to keep the website and the call tracking number, that's going to be possible. So basically the package will be changed. So instead of $249 a month, it will be changed to $49 a month only. Again, that's exclusively for your website and the call tracking number. But if you do happen to, let's say, fully cancel the account, then both of those services will be removed. But I would, in this case, Renee, I would definitely encourage for you to at least keep the website and the call tracking number, so at least you don't lose your web presence if you are already on the first page of Google.
And how much would that be a month? Just for the website and the call
tracking? $49.
$49? Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that and just keep the $49 for now.
Okay, alrighty. No problem. Let me go ahead and help you with that. Let me just change your package real quick and change it to hosting only, okay? Just give me a minute, please.
Okay. Yeah, yo pago lo mío, güey.
All right, I'm almost done in here. I am just making sure the package we have is correct. One moment, please. So $49. All righty, so Renee, I was able to change now the package to $49. So, of course, it's going to be your bill moving forward as long as you do keep your website with us. And your monthly bill is still going to be every fifth of the month, the due date. But for right now, since today is actually your due date, can we process the payment using the same card ending in 6630?
No, I would like to put a different one.
Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and set you up with a new one. All righty. Whenever you're ready, sir, go ahead.
4815-8202. 0272-3035.
Just to confirm, the first four digits, that's 4815, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so let me confirm the whole thing. So we have 4815-8202-0272-3035, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right, and the expiration date?
It's 0324.
0324, and the security code?
434.
434. Okay, give me one moment here. So again, expiration date is 0324, security code 434. All right, let me update the card. 3035. Okay, I will go ahead and process now the bill of $49 and send you the invoice for that, okay?
Okay.
One moment, please. All right. Okay, everything is good. Your account is active, and again, your next bill is going to be on June 5th. That's going to be for $49 and moving forward, okay? So, okay. Renee, if you happen to decide to have the previous package back, you can always let us know. But if you do, let's say, wanted to cancel your account, please give us at least 3-day notice prior to your next billing, which is every 5th of the month, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Thank you so much, Renee, for your time. Anything else I can help you today?
No, that'll be it.
All righty. Thanks again, and you have a great day, sir. Bye for now.
Thank you.